that it's worth the stretch, it's worth the effort, it's worth the engagement. So we want to remember that we're no longer continuing to stay small. We're no longer continuing to stay crouched down. We're no longer continuing to stay in yesterday. It's so important that we all understand that, that we are already graduating, that we are already exploding, that we are already growing strong. So that strong, that strength, is in our assertive value, meaning in our light. And so the more that we can remember our column of light, the more that we can access it, the more that we can state it, the more that we can assert it, the more that we can establish it. The reason that's so essential is when you think of yourself crouched down, in other words, you're just in your mind from yesterday. So it's like yesterday's news, yesterday's thoughts, yesterday's fears. It's just sort of going round and round, going really absolutely nowhere. So when we access our light, when we access our power, when we access our exalted grace, from that sunshine, from that establishment, from that perspective, all is addressed. All is seen new again. So we want to remember that unified field, that it's all waiting for us. It's all available to us. As we will entitle ourselves, as we will get ready to grow, meaning it's not going to like zippity-doo-dah come into your lap. You're going to wake up to the awareness that it's already there and it's available for you morning, noon, and night. The reason they're saying morning, noon, and night is so that we never go to sleep, meaning we can get lost all over the place, and we all do, because we're all referencing the past. In other words, following the mind, that's still in the past engagement. But as we will say so we want to understand this, the power is inside. There's no master that's going to come deliver the news. You're delivering it to yourself. If you can receive that, if you can establish that, if you will align with that grace sincere, then you're ready to explode, because you're no longer attached to yesterday. So when they're saying this to each of us, I'm just watching like these latches open up. So like open, 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 dance, go, fly, be free. So we want to realize we're the ones recognizing that when we think we're still in prison, when we think we're still held back, it's only because of what we're attending to. And so that as we attend to the light, as we attend to our true reflection, as we attend to our true delicacy, as we attend to our true self at last, so remember the unified field, as we recognize who we truly are, and we state that in consciousness, we recognize that, we receive that, we establish that, we then become that because we say yes to that. Say yes to that, excuse me. So continue to receive your sunshine, continue to receive your holy glance. Holy glance is you're recognizing your whole self. So we want to remember this whole fallacy. In other words, this whole dream state has really been separating ourselves. Like, I don't like this part of myself, so let me send it over there. And so what we're doing is we're welcoming ourselves back home. We're waking up to our true essence. We're opening up into our new consciousness of light. And from this new establishment, from this new agreement. Now they're saying new, but they want us to remember that it's just new in terms of our own self-perception, but it's not new in terms of what has actually been available all along that has been waiting for our attendance. In other words, waiting for us to catch a glimpse, waiting for us to notice. And so this is our day of liberation. So when they're saying that, it sounds a bit dramatic, but it isn't, because everything is in the now eternal. Everything is in the now moment. So every day really is the day of liberation, as you will sign on, as you will prioritize. That's going to be the key. What are you prioritizing, yesterday or grace? It sounds like such a simple choice. But when we watch, how would I say this? It's like we all have this habit of watching that monkey mind, of believing in that monkey mind, of seeing that as our only true identity. It sort of keeps us in a cage that we're actually ready to break out of. So breaking out of it is really just recognizing that we were the ones that empowered it. So being conscious creators of Christ, meaning that we are the divine in embodiment, we can choose again over and over and over and over and continue to address our sunshine. So allow yourself, how do I say this, like to breathe free at last. So the breathing free is going beyond the smog, going beyond the past constriction and allowing that sunshine to rain. So when I'm receiving everyone, I'm just receiving you into your light body. And it's like everyone's getting this beautiful splash. So all of this light is just sort of cascading over you until you're really just brilliance. You're really just brilliance. You're just a beautiful being of light. And so out of this conviction, out of this category, out of this rite of passage, all is due to arrive because of what you're now understanding you are, because of what you're now understanding you're ready to claim. So receive, receive, receive that golden inheritance of sunshine. When I'm looking at it, I just have this like, I'll just call it sacred geometry. But it's on the move. It's not still geometry. It's turning. It's turning, turning. And so it's sort of like every time it turns, in a certain instance, like I feel a buzz inside. Like I just feel a buzz, like a stimulation. So receive, receive, receive. And remember, we're opening up our generous heart. Some of us, a lot of us, have a closed heart to self. So you can't open up to another until you've opened up the same. Are you willing to bring compassion to the self? So that's what you're being invited to do now. Everybody has a little bit of stretch to go. So no matter how compassionate you've been to yourself, which is wonderful, fantastic, marvelous, now is the time to stretch beyond. Now is the time to go even further. Now is the time to really assume that all is available, that all is available at last. So receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Thank you everyone for joining, participating in this.